Though we are breathing all the time, we often pay little attention to this life-sustaining process. Learning to pay attention to your breathing can give you important information about yourself, as our breathing is very responsive to our emotional states. For example, hold your arm out in front of you and clench your fist. Squeeze tighter. Tighter. Continue to clench as tightly as you can and notice your breath. Many find that their breathing becomes shallow or stops altogether as they hold tension in this exercise. Anxiety also affects the breath in this way. As you lower your arm and relax, your breathing will once again return to normal. Just as our breath responds to our emotions also respond to our breath. Breathing slowly and deeply can allow our bodies to relax and feel comfortable. Paying attention to our breath also allows us to be in the present moment, which is often more comfortable than whatever we were thinking about before returning to our bodies in the present moment. The breath we practice to calm our bodies and return us to the present moment is called diaphragmatic breathing, abdominal breathing, or belly breathing. The diaphragm is like a trampoline directly under the rib cage, parallel to the floor, spanning from your back to your front, and acting as a floor for the heart and lungs, and ceiling to the stomach and liver. If you have ever observed a baby breathing, you've had an excellent demonstration of breathing naturally from the belly. When a baby breathes in, the diaphragm contracts downward, so you can watch how its abdomen expands like a balloon as the lungs are given more room to fill with air. When it breathes out, you can see the abdomen flattening as the diaphragm relaxes upward and the ribs close in, pushing the air out of the lungs. When we fall asleep at night, or whenever we are truly relaxed, the body naturally reverts to belly breathing. Unfortunately, once infancy passes and we begin to live in the fantasies of the mind more than the reality of the moment, our breathing patterns begin to shift as well. Mirroring our various emotional states and reflecting any tension we carry. We can learn, however, to breathe in a way that returns us to a calm, focused state. We can use this breathing to intervene in situations where we feel particularly anxious, or we can learn to breathe this way all the time to support us in creating a peaceful way of going about our lives. The track called abdominal breathing will guide you in this deep breathing, and then you will know how to practice it on your own. It is normal for it to feel unnatural at first, as it is something new. You might even find that you feel more tense at first as you practice, but this will subside as it becomes more familiar. It is important to practice at other times, such as when you wake up in the morning, breathing abdominally a few times before getting out of bed. You may try breathing this way when you sit down in your classes. Notice any similarities or differences in your experience from before focusing on the breath to after. Enjoy your practice.